Let's all stand and turn our Bibles. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Now it says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day, thank you for this evening. Pray for the specialist, Lord, to help we say the right words, say the right things. Help to calm my nerves right now. In Jesus' name, amen. So, where do I start? Now, in these first three verses, well, in the third verse, it says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Now, a soldier in this world, well, what do? They're sent from their nation, wherever they're from, to do missions, like war, help another nation out, defend their own nation, maybe retrieve some hostages from somewhere. That's what soldiers usually do. And as us, for us Christians, as soldiers of Christ, our mission is to reach out the lost souls out there in the world. So I have three points to help you be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Okay. So our first point, let's continue reading. So verse 4, "No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things." My first point is consider. Before we can even do something, before we can even start reaching out there, before we actually even able to go out there to reach the souls for Christ, we have to consider, we have to listen to him first. Sometimes Christians, they don't listen. They just do whatever they want to do. As in verse 4, the Bible says, "No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. You cannot go out there, teach people not to do these things, teach people to not be sinful, if you yourself, you can't even correct your own self. If there's still sin, if you're still holding on to this one sin in your life. And it says after, "I consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things." So, verse 6, it says, "The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits." Here, we have to be hardworking. It's basically what I got from this verse. Work. You have to be hardworking. Sometimes Christians are too lazy to even put the effort to even go out there. Maybe in some cases, a Christian's praying for someone to be saved. He's praying for him day in, day, even the evenings. Years passed, and the person hasn't repented. The person has not gone to Jesus Christ. He gets discouraged. His prayers for him dwindles until prayers about him just an afterthought, a thought in the back of his mind. As Christians, usually we wait for those answers within a certain amount of time. We don't wait for God to give us the answer. We want God to give us the answer right then and right now. When we pray, we want an answer. When we pray, we want Him to give an answer right there. Sometimes Christians don't have the patience just to wait. Okay, our second point. Okay, I'll read on, remember, on verse 8. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words, no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. The second point is, endure. As a Christian, we will always face hardships. That's just how it is. Christians, once they're faced with that, they always wonder, why am I in this situation? Lord, why you put me here? I don't deserve this. I'm following you, Lord. But then what they don't realize is that they are a Christian. But there always will be opposition. You will be mocked. You will be ridiculed. People will call you crazy. And here the Lord tells us the reason why we should endure. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is better for us to go through temporary suffering than for someone else to go through eternal suffering in hell. It is better to be patient with that person, no matter how much they ridicule you, no matter how much they say all these things about you. We need to keep praying for it. We need to endure all these hardships so that someday they too can be saved just like us. Because sometimes as Christians, we usually forget how we even got saved in the first place. How we were even able to be saved in the first place. It's because of God, Jesus Christ, came down to be crucified by man. So for the third point, let's go to verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, soldier, what do you usually need to go to war? You need a gun. You need RPG, grenades, stuff like that. And as a Christian, we need to arm ourselves with the wisdom of the Bible. Amen. I remember it's an illustration. So in my class, there was a time we got really bored. We didn't have any classes during that day. So then we decided to like do a game where we debated against each other. One was for evolution, one was against evolution. So we debated, we separated into two teams. Two people went up, debated against each other. And then when it was my time to go up there, I was against evolution. When I was asked the question about the evolution theory, I was just there. I didn't know what to say. It's because at the time I didn't really study on the Bible that much. Now, you can apply this to real life when you go out there. When we are trying to reach out souls, a certain person may come up to you and ask you certain questions. Maybe they question you on how their religion is. They bring up a certain verse. It's obviously wrong. It's obviously out of context. It's obviously used in the wrong way. But how would you know that if you didn't study? How would you know that if you neglected to study the Bible every day, every morning? And once you hear that question, you're stumped. You don't know what to do. You go home. And that person who asks you a question feels so good about himself. He stays strong on his own belief, but that belief is wrong. His religion is wrong. But because you didn't study, because you didn't study upon the Bible, because you didn't have that wisdom from the Bible, you couldn't bring up a certain verse, you couldn't tell him that that particular thing I brought up was wrong. And that chance with you meeting up with him might have been his first and only chance. Might have been your only chance to share the gospel with him. All because you neglected to study this word. So just to close up with this message, as soldiers of Christ, we need to remember to listen to what the Bible tells us, to listen to what God has given us, the Bible, to endure the hardships that we have as Christians, opposition from others, and third, to study up, to arm yourself with God's word.
People, thank you for the songs. Very encouraging. The message is very encouraging. For those of you that do not know, maybe you're visiting with us for the first time, every first Sunday night of the month is our youth night. So the youth, the young people, the young men, the young ladies that we have here, they run the services, they sing the special numbers, they lead the singing, they preach. Amen. But that is an encouragement. Every first Sunday of the month.